after 1:30. And it is also February 7th, 2019. And it is time to begin design commission proceedings. Jessica Molinar is going to join us shortly. I believe that she went downstairs to maybe get some water or a sandwich. Okay, let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today, will you please introduce yourselves?
Tim Heron.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
Shella Bradley.
And commissioners?
Don Vallister.
Zary Santner.
Brian McCarter.
Jessica Molinar.
Nicely done. Okay. Commission members are private citizens. Oh, I'm Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have four items on the agenda today. The first is items of interest, and then three design advice requests. The first is the replacement of Lincoln High School. The second is senior housing in the Pearl District, and the third is four blocks in South Waterfront, the Landing at McAdam. Let's begin with items of interest. Tim, do you have items of interest today?
Well, my item would be to stall until Stacy gets here.
Oh, okay. Tell you what, this is a design advice request, and there is some reading required about the process.
That was what I was going to suggest.
So, okay. Let me read you about a design advice request. This is a form of early assistance, and it is intended to provide feedback on early design concepts. This feedback is advisory and preliminary in nature. This meeting is not a land use review nor a final decision on the project. Commission comments are based on the information provided by staff and the project team prior to this meeting and through discussion today. Feedback given today will consider the allowances in the current zoning code. It is possible that the code could change before a land use submittal, and those changes could affect the proposal. The land use review application will be reviewed based on the zoning code in effect when an application is submitted. So for a design advice request, the process is as follows. Staff will start the meeting by outlining the applicable zoning code standards, the area context, and the anticipated approval criteria. The project team will then present their concept, and staff will then wrap up the presentation with topics to prompt commission's discussion. Public comments are welcome. Please be sure to sign in if you plan to provide comments today. All comments should relate to the concept's response to the context, the desired public realm, or the quality and sense of permanence. Is there anyone here today who would like to testify about or who would like to provide public comment about Lincoln Park High School replacement? Because there is a sign-up sheet in back. Keep in mind that individual comments provided today will not be incorporated in the future land use review record. If this project is submitted as a land use review, members of the public will need to submit written comments and or provide testimony at that time in order to have standing to appeal any future decision. The Design Commission appreciates your participation. Portland has a strong design legacy that continues through this process and the involvement of everyone here today. Early input on significant projects helps make sure we get this right. That's it for the design advice request. Does any commission member have an item of interest?
Not for me.
If you wanted to, I know Stacy's just wrapping up a couple items. We could do election officers.
Good. Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
It's been more than a year since we last did that. Can you remind us of the process?
A commissioner makes a nomination. You could start with the chair or the vice chair. There needs to be a second, and then the council clerks will, or the commission clerks will call the roll.
Okay, great. So we are going to nominate and then second for chair and then vice chair for the 2019 term.
I'd like to nominate Julie for chair.
Second.
I'd like to nominate Sam for vice chair.
Sam's not here.
Can we?
I think we can. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay.
You can do both. Thank you.
Commissioner Molinar?
Yes.
Commissioner Ballester?
Yes.
Commissioner Rodriguez? Not here, sorry. Commissioner Santner?
Yes, and Julie, thank you very much for agreeing to serve one more time.
Commissioner McCarter?
Yes, thank you, Julie.
And Commissioner Livingston?
Yes, okay, thank you very much. So just to be sure that everybody remembers, my first term ends in May. And that means we may be looking for another chair sometime late in May.
Right.
And I'll send Sam a text and let him know.
Yeah.
Okay, we are ready for item number two.
If you're ready, I guess what I would say at this time, so we're not all bated breath, Ms. Moore, just take a 5-minute